Today is Ascension Day. We say every week on a Sunday in the Creed that we believe that Jesus ascended into heaven. But what does that mean, and what's its significance, the significance of the Ascension for our faith? Perhaps it might help us to think for a moment about the place of the Ascension in the whole story of God's work in the world from beginning to end. Where does it fit in? Perhaps we can think of God's work of creation and salvation as being a bit like a drama, which opens with Act 1, Scene 1, creation. Act 1 continues with the story of Abraham and the patriarchs and God's relationship with the people of Israel, as described in the Old Testament. Act 2 begins with the birth of Jesus, as a new phase of God's purpose starts when he comes among us as a human being. Act 2 includes Jesus' life and ministry, his teachings, his healings, his death and resurrection. And we read about this act in the Gospels. Act 3 is about God's work in the church through the power of the Spirit, which we read about in the book of Acts and Paul's letters. And Act 4 is the final act, which contains the return of Christ, the day of judgment, and the new heavens and the new earth, which we can read about in the book of Revelation. And David spoke about this last Sunday. So what about the Ascension? The Ascension is the key event which links Act 2 with Act 3. It marks the end of Jesus' earthly ministry and the beginning of the work of the Spirit through the church. Therefore, the Ascension is described both at the end of Luke's Gospel and also at the beginning of Acts, also, of course, written by Luke. In our Gospel reading, Jesus looks back and explains the way that the law and the prophets point forward to him and his ministry, all that he has accomplished in the present, in his death and resurrection. And then he looks forward to the future as he tells the disciples that they have a task to do. They are to proclaim repentance and forgiveness of sins to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. The purposes of God, as seen in the Old Testament and in the ministry of Jesus, will now continue in their work. You are my witnesses of these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father has promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. This is the Holy Spirit who will be with them and in them to equip them to share in God's purposes. So as Jesus is parted from his disciples, it's not a tearful goodbye, because it's not just the end of something, but the promise of a new beginning. As Jesus ascends to heaven, the disciples worshipped him, and then they return to Jerusalem with great joy as they await the coming of the Holy Spirit. The Ascension is a key moment in God's drama of salvation. Jesus' earthly life is over, and he returns to the Father. This reminds us again of who Jesus is. He is not only the earthly man who lived at a particular time, who healed and taught the crowds, who was responded to with both love and hatred, a man who ate food, slept, laughed and cried, suffered and died. He is the majestic eternal Son who existed before he came to live among us. And at the Ascension, he returns to the Father who sent him into the world. But as he returns to the Father, he takes our humanity with him. Our human nature is in Jesus, exalted in God. Our humanity is taken to the heart of God, the heart of God, the Trinity. The Ascension, in a way, ends what began in Jesus' birth in the Incarnation. God humbled himself in becoming human to live with us now. And now in the risen ascended Jesus, we have the promise that we will one day live with him. Jesus' Ascension points forward to the final act of God's drama, Act 4, when all things will be made new, and men and women will live with God forever. But meanwhile, we have Act 3, the time of the church. This act began with Jesus passing on the task of proclaiming the gospel to his disciples and the coming of the Spirit. And of course, this act is still going on. This is our time now, and we are a part of it. Just as the first disciples were called to be witnesses to all they had seen and heard, so are we. We are not spectators, but participants in this drama of God's salvation. The task of making disciples of all nations, declaring Jesus' transforming love and forgiveness, is our task. Well, we may not feel we're up to it. Who are we to preach or live God's forgiveness, healing, and promise of a new life? How can God work through us in all our weakness and apathy, lack of faith and love? But we are not called to this task on our own. Like those first disciples, we are promised the power of the Holy Spirit. So we need to pray earnestly for a deepening awareness of and openness to the Spirit among us and within us. You may possibly have heard of the global prayer initiative called Thy Kingdom Come, and I'm going to be saying more about that this coming Sunday. But this prayer initiative was started in 2016 by the Archbishops of Canterbury and York, and it encourages Christians all across the world to make more time to pray, particularly in these days between Ascension Day and Pentecost. As those first disciples prayed for the Spirit, we too are encouraged to pray for the Spirit to empower us and strengthen us so that we can play our part, that we might be signs of God's kingdom. Ascension Day, a key moment in God's purposes. Today we celebrate the exaltation of Christ and the mystery that our humanity is in him taken up into God's life. Today we also celebrate the promise of the Spirit, the calling to us now to share in God's purposes in the world. And today we also look to the future, when all God's purposes will be fulfilled and his kingdom will come. Amen.